Likewise, now is the time to cultivate qualities that strengthen our loyalty. Let us continue this exciting series as Brother Jesse Hansen from the Grand Prairie College Park Congregation presents the first talk on the next symposium entitled Pursue What Builds Loyalty, Appreciation.
So it's really been emphasized this morning, and it's really been emphasized these past 2 days, what it means to be loyal to Jehovah. A loyal person would lovingly attach himself to Jehovah. So that's something desirable to us, isn't it? It's something we all want to be. We all want to be loyal to Jehovah. That being the case, we want to know what is it that we can do to build loyalty, because we want to be loyal. Well, this symposium is going to discuss 4 qualities that will help to strengthen our attachment to Jehovah and build our loyalty. Did you notice in the preceding symposium that both our attitudes and our actions are involved in our loyalty to Jehovah? It's involved in eroding our loyalty, but in this symposium, very similar. Our attitudes and our actions are involved in building loyalty or in building our attachment to Jehovah. So the first quality that we're going to discuss that builds our appreciation or builds our loyalty is appreciation. So how does appreciation build loyalty? Well, think of the last time that you received a gift from a dear friend. It's something that you probably really appreciated. What did you do about it when they gave you that gift? Well, you may have shown your appreciation by writing a card. Maybe you phoned them up to say how much you were thankful for what they did. Maybe you went to visit them, or maybe you did something in return, in kind, because you were really thankful for what they did for you. What was the result of that? Well, the result of our showing our appreciation to our friend is that it drew us closer. It drew our bond or our appreciation naturally closer and stronger. Well, Jehovah, our friend, he has given us many wonderful gifts. Notice in the Bible how the psalmist felt about all the gifts that Jehovah gave him. If you turn with me to Psalm 116, notice verse 12, Psalm 116, verse 12. He says, "With what will I repay Jehovah for all the good that he has done for me?" Was the psalmist appreciative to Jehovah? Well, he was. He said, "With what could I ever repay Jehovah for all the good that he's given to me?" So that's the attitude that we want to have. We want to be like the psalmist here who, he didn't even know what he could do to repay Jehovah. He was so thankful for all the good he has done. What has Jehovah done for us? What good has he done for us? Well, we could go on and on listing the things. He's given us his son as a ransom sacrifice, and what a wonderful future we have to look forward to because of what Jehovah has done. He's given us his word, the Bible. He's given us his Holy Spirit. What a blessing that is. And he's given us understanding of the Bible, so we know what it means. So, given all these things Jehovah has given us, these gifts, the Bible calls them perfect presents from above. Why is it so important for us to be appreciative for them and not to take them for granted? Why should we be appreciative? Well, the psalmist answers that in that same chapter, Psalm 116, in verse 14. Notice the answer the psalmist says. He said, what can I ever pay Jehovah back? He says in 14, I will pay my vows to Jehovah in the presence of all his people. So that's why appreciation is so important, because it strengthens our attachment. And like the psalmist, it moved him to want to pay his vows to Jehovah. And so we'll do the same for us. If we're appreciative, it'll move us to want to pay our vows to Jehovah, to live up to our dedication to him for our whole life, day after day. So how can we build appreciation? That's what we want to know. Well, two ways. One way is by focusing on the good in others. Have you ever noticed that those in your congregation or those in the organization, that they have faults, that they make mistakes, that they do and they say things that are far from perfect? Well, we notice that, don't we? We can't help but notice it. And that includes ourselves as well. We're in that same boat. But it's focusing on these faults that can blind us to how Jehovah is using his organization and how he's using the faithful slave today. So how can we turn this potential negative thing into something positive, something that we can be appreciative for? Well, I'll encourage you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll find the key contained there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 1 and 27 says that God chose the foolish things of the world to put the wise men to shame. And God chose the weak things of the world to put the strong things to shame. And God chose the insignificant things of the world and the things looked down on, the things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. So the fact that Jehovah accomplishes so much despite us, or the fact that Jehovah accomplishes so much using imperfect people like us, really, it's a cause for appreciation. It's a cause for praising Jehovah that he's able to do what he does. If we don't focus on the good in others, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to cause in us a lack of appreciation. It's going to make us critical. We're going to be having a critical spirit, and ultimately it will lead to us being disloyal. The second way that we can build appreciation is to meditate and talk appreciatively about Jehovah's organization. Isn't God's arrangement for pure worship impressive? Does God's organization bring you more joy than anything else in life? I know at the end of the assembly, we're going to hear and we're going to say how we just don't want to leave here. We just love it here so much. We don't want to leave this convention. We wish it would keep on going and going. It's something that brings us so much joy. Do we appreciate that we're part of a worldwide brotherhood? It's really a modern day miracle, isn't it? When we think of how millions of people, all having free will to do what they want, different backgrounds, different personality traits, different cultures, and yet we're all united in pure worship. So we really want to meditate on those things and talk appreciatively about those things in Jehovah's organization. And especially when we see the hard work of our brothers and sisters, the hard work of our Bethelites, the hard work of our missionaries, the hard work of the disaster relief committees, the brothers who prepare and they organize conventions like this, we're grateful. We're appreciative for these types of things. No other organization is providing Bible-based spiritual food like Jehovah's organization. And when we see how Jehovah's organization is fulfilling prophecy, the global preaching work is in all the inhabited earth. They're being obedient to Jesus' command to make disciples, teach people in all the inhabited earth, all the nations. When we see Bible literature being produced in over 750 languages, all the efforts that the organization is going through, doesn't our heart just swell with appreciation to Jehovah for these things? Well, we want to meditate on those things, and we really want to talk appreciatively about it as well. In the following dramatization, notice how a lack of appreciation can lead to serious consequences.
Darren, could you read Psalm 116 and verse 12?
It says, "With what will I repay Jehovah for all the good he has done for me?"
How can Psalm 116 verse 12 give us courage right now?
Well, Jehovah's always done well for us in the past, so we can trust he'll do the same for us now and in the future.
Thank you. Josh?
That's so true, that he's always done good things for us. But from what I've seen, what really makes a difference is how we respond to that goodness. For some in the congregation, those good things became a test of their loyalty.
Continue with our meeting. We have a letter to read. To all congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses, dear brothers and sisters, if we are to have Jehovah's favor and blessing as individuals,
they found fault with what the organization was doing or not doing.
As we work together with you shoulder to shoulder, your brothers, the Christians.
Now, paragraph 12 gives more detail on our adjusted understanding of this exciting account. Let's read it. Brother Perez, please read paragraph 12 for us.
Soon,
they criticized any teaching or arrangement they didn't agree with. And whether they realized it or not, their critical attitude was eroding their own loyalty, and it was affecting others.
Now, before we ask the question for that paragraph, who would like to read Psalms 116, verse 12? Kyle, please.
Eventually, some were no longer our brothers. But the more grateful our family was for what Jehovah gave us, the stronger our attachment to him became. So I've learned to have appreciation for everything. Everything Jehovah's done for us and for his organization. It's helped us all make it to this point. And I'm sure it will help us stay loyal through the rest of the Great Tribulation.
So will we build our appreciation for what? Did you notice what the brother said in the basement there? He says, I've learned that appreciation for everything, everything that Jehovah has done for us, appreciation for Jehovah's organization. Those words that were stated in the discussion in this video, it provides a sobering lesson for us. If we want to build an unbreakable attachment to Jehovah, we must, in both our attitudes and in our actions, do as 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks for everything. By doing so, we will do as our convention theme says, remain loyal to Jehovah.